The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 441.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a blogger and also a TV producer, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joss Bacala. Joss, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. It's my first podcast, so I can definitely fill you in a little bit more. I'm originally from Toronto, Ontario. I graduated from Centennial College with a degree in broadcasting, radio, television, film, and digital media. I've been working in the television industry ever since, I think, my first year of college. I started off volunteering at local cable shows, doing internship, and straight from graduating, I ended up working at eTalk, which is Canada's number one entertainment show. And from there, I've worked in television. And last year, I actually moved to LA and I started my own blog. So it's a lifestyle entertainment website called Joss Because. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
So I'm Filipino. Both of my parents are Filipino. They moved here at a very young age. They moved, I think they were about 10 years old. They're the youngest of seven children. So I have a really big Filipino family. But I grew up in Mississauga, Ontario, which is a city just outside of Toronto.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quote is, I live by this for self-confidence and also for my career. So the quote is, if you don't build your dream, someone else will hire you to help them build theirs. So I read this, and it was after reading it, I wanted to start my own blog. And I thought that this really resonated with me because I have so many ideas, and I always have put my ideas towards the different jobs that I've had. And I thought that, why can't I take my own ideas and put it into something that's important to me? So that's the quote that I use to anchor myself to start Joss Because. And, you know, it also resonates because I think that you have to have self-confidence in order to start something that's your own. And if there's anything, there's another quote that I also like. So if I have any struggles in my personal life or I feel like I'm in a rut and I don't know how to get out of it, a good friend of mine once told me, where you are now is not where you'll be 6 weeks from now, which is so true because I feel like when you're in a certain scenario that you can't get out of or you lose motivation or you're going through a breakup or something, where you are now is not where you'll be six weeks from now because time heals and different things happen. So I use those two quotes to help me with my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing those great quotes. And I like the one that you mentioned. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, they may be in a bad situation right now, but, you know, it's not forever, right? It's temporary and we can always get out of it. So it's a great reminder just because you may not feel 100% right now doesn't mean you won't feel 100% 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now. So that's a really great reminder. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I think I would define self-confidence as loving yourself because there were so many times in my life, whether it be with friends, families, relationships, that I would love these people so much and I would put their needs ahead of mine and I would do everything for them. And if you love yourself the same way that you love a spouse or a husband or a friend or anyone, just think of what you could accomplish if you put that love towards yourself. And I feel like that's the most important thing when it comes to self-confidence, because if you don't love yourself, you'll never feel confident enough to accomplish anything. You'll never be able to motivate yourself and never think that you're good enough. So if you love yourself, I think that's the root of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's a great definition and it's so true. You know, one thing about loving yourself is you have to know what kind of love you deserve, right? To know, you know, what kind of love you want from other people, you know, things that you never thought were possible, like, you know, you start to realize, like, you know, maybe this is something you want, maybe this is something you don't want, because you are, you know, creating the time to love yourself and get to know yourself more. And there, you know, it's not being selfish, it's actually, you know, it's something that's needed, right? Loving yourself every single day, creating that space for yourself, it's really much needed.
And I think that some people misconstrue that as being selfish, but I think it's actually okay to be selfish, because, you know, we only have one life and we're the ones that are living it. So if you have to put yourself above everyone else. You know, there's a time and place where you put someone else's needs ahead of yours, but ultimately, yeah, you have to love yourself first and you have to be a little bit selfish.
Yeah, I totally agree. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was that girl that would always compare myself to everyone else. I would, at school, I would always look at, you know, quote unquote popular girls, and I would say, you know, they're so pretty, or they're on the basketball team, or they're head of the improv team. And I didn't have that. And I feel like it was kind of like self-sabotaging, because I would always compare myself to these women and these girls that I thought were amazing, and I never thought that I was good enough. And it seriously affects you, because, and especially I feel like now with social media, young girls, all they're doing is looking at different celebrities or different Instagram models, and they're comparing themselves to them. And that's exactly how I was. It wasn't as intense because I didn't have Instagram and Facebook. I think Facebook was starting up at that time, but no, it was really, really hard for me. I was definitely obsessed with comparing myself to other people.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? Especially growing up in an Asian culture, the compare game is so common, you know, especially when it comes to like school or how many awards so-and-so won. And it's like, you know, we feel like we always have to compete with ourselves or with other people. I mean, and you know, with, like you mentioned, with social media now, it's even worse. You know, people don't realize like some of these pictures are filtered to a T, where it's not even the same picture they once took. And I think, you know, sometimes these false perceptions of life like really makes people feel bad sometimes, right? They feel like, why can't my life be like that? But they have to realize like it may not look as perfect as you think. Right. And you know, it's a great reminder knowing, like, you know, especially covers on the magazine is so altered. Right. So, you know, we all go through it. I've been through it. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you are, you know, a confident person, like it didn't matter anymore. Like you just stopped comparing, you know, you just focused on yourself. What was that aha moment?
I was trying to, you know, I don't think I have an exact aha moment, but I just know that it's something that happened through time. And as I got older, I realized, you know, I'll never be that person. You can never be someone else. So I think I just learned that, you know, I have my own qualities that no one else has. And that's also really hard to recognize, looking at yourself and realizing there are things that these girls don't have that I have. And, you know, I think it comes with school and work and life experience and heartbreak. It's something that you'll learn. And each thing that happens to you, each experience, you get a little bit more confident, and, you know, that develops. I know that 100% when I started my blog, Joss, because that was when I was like, I can do this. That was the first time I realized I have the capability to do anything I set my mind to. And from that moment, that was a year ago. And from that moment on, I've never really doubted myself. There were times where I had lack of motivation, but I never doubted my capabilities, and it feels so good to finally stop comparing yourself to other people.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, and it's great that, you know, you're able to have an idea and put it into action regardless of whatever the outcome is. You just knew you had the confidence to go out there and just create it. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So I feel like life is great. They're the same girls that I used to compare myself to. You know, they're doing amazing things, and I've reached out to them, and I have a section on my blog called Monday Muse, and I interview women, same as you're doing, which I think is amazing, but I interview women that are in the industry, and I'm praising them, and I think that that's what life is about. We have to support each other, support other women, and instead of comparing yourself to them, you have to celebrate the fact that they're successful and that you're successful, and now I'm obsessed with collaborating with other women and working together and showcasing their talents. So it's so great to not focus on the negative, but focus on the positive. And that's where I am now. And it feels amazing.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great, you know, and it's especially learning to lift each other up as women, right? I think it's really important, you know, especially in a world where it's like you hear the news and it's like, or you see like, you know, covers on the magazine, you feel bad about yourself, not realizing like that's just one person's perception of beauty. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and, you know, we all are beautiful in our own way. And the more we can help each other out, you know, when we have our bad days, we can, you know, listen to interviews that you've done or interviews that I've done to lift ourselves up and just keep going. It makes a huge difference in someone's life. So I think that's amazing what you're doing. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
If I can give someone advice, I mean, of course, I'm not completely confident myself. I think we all have moments where we doubt our self-confidence. And I think that's completely normal. But I think it's important to remember that this is a journey and this is life. And each day we'll get a little bit more confident in ourselves. And we just have to remember that, or this woman has to remember that you are as capable as anyone else. If there is something you want to do, there's no reason why you can't do it. If someone else is doing it, why can't you? And if you have any accomplishments, never devalue your accomplishments. Always be proud of what you've accomplished and just do you, because that's life. You got to do you, boo. Like, just do you. And that's my advice.
Awesome. Well, those are some great tips and I love it. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to check out your blog or get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, definitely. So my blog is jossbecause.com. As simple as that, J-O-S-S, because, B-E-C-A-U, SE.com. And my Instagram is Joss Bacala, B-A-C-A-L-L-A. Yeah, I look forward to connecting with other women and inspiring. And I cannot thank you enough for having me here and having this amazing conversation.
It's not a problem for sure. It's great having you here. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joss, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Joss's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And again, I just want to thank Joss for taking the time again to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And I honestly think this is amazing what you're doing.
Aw, thanks again, and it was really an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.